working real hard to get your story in the first edition. He said he'd be here in about 20 minutes.
Well, you reckon I'll tell him over the phone this and then elaborate on it later? That's what I better do if he's writing his story.
Well, I told him that off the record. I mean, so he can use it.
All right, then you made a sale, you think?
I think you use that point that you ordinarily do not, that you do not want to engage in any debate with Goldwater, but that this, when they start making disconcerting statements about dropping nuclear bombs, that here you get to a point where you feel it's so important with all the world repercussions that you're willing to make an exception.
All right, will you call Carl Rowan and tell them, whoever's in charge, get us anything that they got from any of their foreign wires or any quotation of any foreign papers quickly on this press conference of his and nuclear stuff?
Right. I'll have both Wicker and Potter there in about 20 minutes.
Right. Have Greenfield get you anything that they've got foreign, too.
Right. Okay, sir.
Wait a minute. Jack wants to say
something. I was just saying, George, the use of the word ordinarily wouldn't want to debate with Goldwater. I think it's answer every Goldwater charge.
Every irresponsible charge.
Okay.
I ordinarily ignore irresponsible charges.
Right.
But when they go to talking about dropping nuclear weapons, yep, that's something that frightens the world and
right,
mothers and everything else. They can't allow. We got to blow the whistle on that stuff.
Right. I understand.